Once and for all, our Savior's sacrifice was sufficient for all who would believe throughout the ages. Amazing. Breathtaking. There will never be a moment in eternity when this love will fail to inspire worship from His people. From before the foundations of time, our God has displayed a fiery love for us. Through His incarnation, as He walked in our world, we saw a need. His heart was touched. Of all the ways God displayed His love for us, none is greater than the giving of His Son to be our substitute and to pay the price for our sin.
Thank you.
His journey to the cross began before the dawn of time. Before the creation of the world, God chose for himself a people. But he formed us. He knew we would rebel, break relationship, and choose to go our own way. Therefore, in great undeserved mercy, he sent his son, born of a virgin, to walk among us for 33 years. His final week with us was the culmination of his years of teaching divine truth and telling us of his coming kingdom. But the people weren't interested in the spiritual deliverance he offered, and instead merely hoped he was bringing a political revolution. Jesus away to be crucified. On the cruel hill of Calvary, Nails pierced his hands and feet. The jagged thorns from the crown dug into his head. The splintered wooden beam was torment upon his already torn back. He struggled for each breath. Yet, in the midst of his agony, he never spoke words of vengeance, only grace and compassion for others. There were Roman soldiers, professional executioners, assigned to carry out this crucifixion. They witnessed every moment of Christ's time upon the cross. They experienced the supernatural darkness that fell upon the earth that day. They saw the difference in how Jesus died. They heard his cry of, "It is finished," as he willingly gave up his life. Then, suddenly, the earth shook violently. They were terrified.
Thank you. Just bending low to see one moment changing everything, wounds that pierce your majesty, a crown of thorns on heaven's king.
As if his great love for us were not enough to leave us forever amazed, the Easter story is one that moves from glory to glory. 3 days in the borrowed tomb, and in the early morning hours of Sunday, the heart of heaven in our Savior began to beat again. Life returned. Death is forever defeated. He is risen. There is no love like his, and now we see there is no power like his.
Thank you. of us can live in is knowing that God is alive and well.
Amen.
He's not sick. He's not dead.
Nope.
He ain't done yet.
Amen.
We get to rejoice in that. Stand together with us, please. Precious Lord, this morning, we thank you for the fact that you sacrificed for us.
Yes.
You died for us.
Yes.
You rose again for us.
Amen.
And you're alive today.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Celebrate that life. And this week, I pray that it will be a week that really is a week of so be it, that everyone that we come in contact with will see the amen of our lives. Because so be it, you're alive.
Amen.
So be it, you're well.
Yes.
So be it, you paid the price for each of us that we could not pay to draw us to you.
Yes.
And if there's anyone in the sound of my voice this morning that does not have that personal relationship with you,
yes,
I pray that right now they would just ask, Jesus, please come into my heart.
Yes.
Thank you for what you did for me in dying on the cross for my sins. And I just say, I'm sorry if I've broken your law. I ask you to come in right now.
Yes.
And as you come in, Father, make me well, make me whole,
yes,
make me in you, and walk with me every step of the way and the rest of my life till that one day you welcome me inside the Eastern Gate.
Yes.
And you say, well done.